I had the pleasure of speaking to Isla Noon yesterday about her latest release, Out of Body, which released last Friday. It's such a fun album, but also does make you kind of want to cry because she goes into a lot of different places and I think talks about a lot of very like vulnerable and sincere kind of topics. But you know what? You don't need to hear me talk about it. Let's listen to Isla Noon talk about her latest release.
I am like a stickler for just like not having music on. Ooh, which is crazy. Interesting. I know. Yeah, I'm a real just like silence
Ooh.
Kind of gal in my house. I know. No. Is that some kind of like red flag?
No, not a red flag, but I just can't stand like on public transport, especially. I hate to raw dog the world. Like I like to be in my zone.
No, I think it's just because I was at home, you know, and then I went into the studio, so I've had quite an ease into the day.
Nice. Okay. Well, congrats on your album release last Friday.
Thank you.
How do you feel? What's going on?
I feel so good, although it's like quite surreal when you work on something for so long.
Totally.
That you're like, whoa, it's actually out now, and processing that. So that's still going on for me, but mostly just really grateful. I've been like shipping CDs to people and it's also wholesome. So really good.
How did the CD process work for you? Because so cool that you released on CD.
I mean, I have just been obsessed with CDs since I was a kid. And so it's quite a big deal to me to be able to release my stuff on physical format. But I find CDs to be more accessible for a lot of reasons than vinyl, and accessible for artists to make as well.
Totally.
So that's a decision that I made with little indie label here in Auckland, and we just decided to go for it, and it's been brilliant. I designed the whole thing myself, and then got to see them in person for the first time last week, which was just like a little dream come true.
So beautiful. I agree with you. CDs are actually so much easier. I feel like a lot of people who are like indie love a record, and don't get me wrong, I love a record, but CDs are so much cheaper.
Exactly.
I don't have $70 to spend every week. Are you crazy?
I know, and especially being a small artist, I couldn't really justify expecting people to spend that much either. Like it's my debut album, so
right.
This just felt right and maybe more aligned for me because I'm like personally into CDs.
Speaking of your debut album, but you've been releasing music since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that process been like for you? How's your writing style and recording style developed over time?
I mean, I first started releasing at the very, very end of 2020, and I guess I was just experimenting with my own sound at that point as well. So I'd started working with my friend Maud Morris, and we are still working together to this day, but that was kind of like our exploration time. Like, we were just making music for fun and bonding over like references and music that we loved. And I guess over time it was becoming more and more important to me to create a body of work, and for a while I thought that was an EP, but then the more that I worked on it I was like, I've got so much more to say about this, and my brain wants to create something large scale. Like it just wanted to stretch out over a larger format, and so around like year and a half, 2-ish years ago, I was really like, nah, let's do the album. And just fully commit to that.
Yeah, beautiful. And it's the project is based on like distinct memories, like each song is tied to a certain event in your life, if that's correct. I think I wanted to know a little bit about one track in particular, because one line that stuck out to me was, "Body in the mirror looks like my mother."
Yeah.
That freaked me out. I was like, oh my God, I'm not ready for that. Would you just like to talk a little bit around that track and what inspired it?
Yeah, sure. So Body is a funny track like that, because when I wrote that line, I too was like, oh, I'm not ready for that. It was really like free writing for me initially. I was just flowing, typing out a bunch of stuff and just kind of seeing what would come up for me. And some of it felt really strange, like that line. And I was like, where did that come from? This is so not something I've thought about. But I put it in there, I think, because it it obviously ties in with everything else in the song, but it's a divisive line. Like, some people listen to that song and they're like, oh, you know, I can have all these complications in terms of how I look or perceive myself, and yet I tie it back to someone I love, and that's beautiful. Yeah. And other people can have a completely opposite reaction to that, where they're like, oh, that makes me really uncomfortable.
Right.
For me, it was kind of like it could go either way, and it also meant a million things to me at once. And so right. Body's one of those songs that I feel like inhabits quite a metaphorical space for me, and there's just so many themes that I'm drawing on through the rest of the album. It made sense to kind of make it a title track of sorts.
And another track I really liked, because I think I really align spiritually with the sentiment, is I Need to Go Home.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of was like, oh, this is so about leaving the party early. What kind of inspired that track?
Yeah, I Need to Go Home, for sure. On the surface, it's like, I need to leave this party. Yeah. It sucks. but it's fully a metaphor. So throughout the album, I use home as, yeah, kind of a metaphor for a return to myself.
Right.
And so I used that throughout I Need to Go Home, I think, because I wasn't quite ready to confront what I was trying to say.
Right.
And so in my head, I had this party sort of scene in my head of like a club or whatever, and that's where the song kind of stemmed from. But for me, I Need to Go Home was there's so much noise coming at me about who I'm supposed to be or what I'm supposed to like,
right?
And I've just become so sick of it that I need to go somewhere by myself and get some quiet. And for me, that was like, I need to go home, you know.
Do you think that, I guess, with that theme running throughout the album, that that's kind of what this process did for you?
For sure. So the album is really largely about trying to return to myself. I was struggling a lot with like a feeling of disconnection with people and with my sense of self. And so the album writing process was a massive part of me kind of overcoming that. So in writing about a lot of these experiences and in using methods where I was really just letting a lot of subconscious stuff flow out, I was kind of able to look at it on a page then and be like, oh, that's where I need to go, or that's what's coming up for me, and maybe I just need to follow that line right through to the end. Yeah, and so the album ends in a place where I'm like reframing my own idea of success and progress, and that it is not linear. And the more that I was pushing that idea for myself, the more I was kind of making it worse. So it definitely ends in quite a healed place, which is really nice.
That's such a powerful sentiment, and I feel like will resonate with a lot of people. Yeah.
Cool.
It's beautiful. And your sound? I was trying to explain it to someone this morning, and I said it kind of sounds like Wise Blood crossed with early Rena and Charlie XCX.
Oh, like, what a compliment. Like,
I just didn't know how else to, like, give it a genre, and I just thought it would be nice to hear from you. How would you describe your sound to people?
Yeah. Wow, first off, that's crazy. Thank you. For me, it's really vocal-driven, first off. So yeah. I think if we're going to, like, put it into genre category, it sort of inhabits, like, an alt pop space. But yeah, for sure, very like vocal and melody driven. And I use a lot of synths and like electronic elements as well. For me, it's about like creating quite an immersive soundscape.
Totally.
I love to build in a sense of scale and try and encapsulate these really big emotions. So yeah, quite dancey at times too. I've obviously been, you know, influenced by people like Robin and a lot of like electronic artists as well. So there's a little bit of that in there. It's hard when you're the person writing it.
Totally. But yeah, I think it's really cool that you've got this kind of dance music style that like comes through at times. It still like remains quite fun, but you're still talking about deep things.
I guess deep is kind of the word, like the whole album really leans into that, and I'm always looking for like the most honest way to say something, so
yeah,
I guess that's what you're kind of talking about, is I really I didn't shy away from like uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah, and then I just kind of, I guess, circling back, but the cover of the album's really beautiful and it's got this luminous kind of quality. And is it shot on film? Like, who did you collaborate with for that?
Yeah, thank you. I love the album cover. So I worked with Tom Groot, photographer, videographer, you know, legend all around. And I just had this idea that I knew the album was called Out of Body.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to showcase a disconnect between head and body without it being scary. Because a lot of the concepts that I was playing with, you know, it feels so inherently scary as a human being to like look at a disconnected kind of body. Mm. Like, I was like, I don't want to take it that far.
No.
And the album does approach it really gently. And so I was like, how can I showcase this in kind of like a beautiful way? And that's where I got the idea to paint myself silver from the neck down, which looks really cool.
Yeah.
Is kind of crazy in person to like pull off. But yeah, I knew I wanted this really deep blue in the background. And so, yeah, Tom and I just worked together on like how that was going to feel in the final image. He's so brilliant. And yeah, he did the final edit on it. So it does kind of look a little bit filmy. And that's how a lot of my stuff is. But yeah, that's all Tom.
Beautiful. And very exciting. We've got a show on Friday. Yeah. And Ariel Woes is opening for you.
Yes.
Huge. I saw her at... Homesickness last year. She's incredible. So great, stacked lineup this Friday.
I know, she's literally like the best. We're just like messaging every day being like, oh, I'm so excited for Friday. But yeah, I am so excited for my album release show. It's at Big Fan on Friday the 11th of April. Doors at 8 and tickets from Under the Radar.
Hell yeah, you've got that on lock.
I know, it's because I will say, we're playing the album top to bottom in tracklist order, so the whole thing.
That's incredible.
And I'm kind of joking with this pretentious saying of it being like the out of body experience. I'm so excited to like bring them to life live. This is a really like big feelings kind of album, and so I kind of want it to take up space in a room. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, because there's a lot of, you were talking about, there's like kind of a big soundscape that kind of surrounds all of your music, and there's this specific moment, I think it was in Body, where in the chorus there's like a big wall of synths that come through. How do you create that?
That's definitely one of my favorite moments in the album.
Yeah,
it is just a whole lot of layered synths.
Amazing.
And I kind of wish Maud was here, because that's probably the one moment where I sat back and I just let her like totally rip on that bit of production. I'd come in with Body kind of like as a ballad, like I'd written a song that was quite slow and stuff, and then we were playing with that chorus bit and she was like, what if it was just like absolute like wall of sound? And I was like, heck yes, let's do that.
I feel like that'll be great live as well. Yeah,
I've played it a couple times and it definitely just has such an energy about it. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Totally. Okay, so you heard it here first. Like, let's get to the show.
Yeah.
Huge. Like, what better do you have to do on a Friday?
Come on, guys.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, also it's kind of like an earlier show.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you want to get to bed by 10 p.m., I mean, maybe not 10, maybe 11, you know? You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
If you want to double book yourself, go out after because you've had such a good time.
Exactly. I'm just talking to the grandmas directly right now.
Oh,
but yes,
sorry.
Also,
yes,
if you want to double book yourself, go for it.
Honestly, though, I spent Friday and Saturday and last week, I'm going to do it again.
It's beautiful.
It's
the
amazing.
Sleep schedule on lock.
just like my mother. Body in the mirror looks like my mother. Like my mother. Body in the mirror looks like my.